Chapter 2. The Contents of the Letter. The room was silent for several minutes as Holmes thought about the problem. At last he spoke. "I now need to know more about this letter," he said. "What was in it? Why has its disappearance worried you so much? Why is getting it back so important?" It was the Prime Minister who answered. "All I can tell you, Mr. Holmes, is that the letter is in a long, thin, pale blue envelope," he said. "There is a large red wax seal on the envelope, and it is addressed to Mr. Trelawney Hope. I cannot tell you anything about the contents of the letter. Please use your famous powers of deduction, and if you can find an envelope which matches this description, you will have done a great thing for your country. You do not need to know what the letter says, and I cannot tell you. That is a diplomatic secret which I cannot share with you." Holmes stood up and smiled at our visitors. "You are two of the busiest men in the country," he said, "and I am busy too. I cannot help you with this problem, and I shall waste your time and my own time if we talk any more. I'm sorry." Lord Bellinger got up quickly. It was obvious that he was used to having his own way. "Mr. Holmes," he began angrily. For a moment, I thought that there was going to be an unpleasant disagreement. Then he continued more quietly. "Well, we must accept your request to know what the letter is about. Please sit down again and listen to me." "You can trust us with your secret," Holmes said. "We are men of honour." "I told you earlier that the letter was written by the ruler of a foreign country," the Prime Minister said. "Recently, this ruler has been worried by our policy in parts of our empire. His worry was unnecessary. Our policy is not a danger to him or his country. But he suddenly became very angry about our policy, and he wrote the letter to our government in anger. He did not consult his own ministers about it. Even now they know nothing about his action. And now the ruler himself is calmer. He understands that writing the letter was not a good idea. I believe that he wants us to pretend that it never existed. That is why no one else must ever see it." Holmes held up his hand, and Lord Bellinger paused. Holmes wrote something on a small piece of paper and passed it to him. "Yes, Mr. Holmes," the Prime Minister said. "You are right. That is the name of the ruler I am talking about. His letter contains shocking accusations about this country. If it is made public, there will be great anger here against his country. We will soon be at war with them. It will cost us millions of pounds, and it will cost us thousands of men. Young men who will be killed. So, this ruler doesn't want the letter to be made public, and our government doesn't want it to be made public," Holmes said. "Who does want the letter to be made public?" "There are two alliances, groups of countries in Europe who are fierce rivals, Mr. Holmes," Lord Bellinger replied. "I'm sure you know that. If Britain is at war with one of them, that will be greatly to the advantage of the other. Do you understand me?" Trelawney Hope, who had been quiet, groaned in despair at these words. The Prime Minister put his hand on the younger man's shoulder. "It is not your fault," he said kindly. "You acted with honour, and you acted with care." Perhaps this was true, but Trelawney Hope's career would be ruined if we could not recover the letter. The news that he had lost the document would create a scandal. "The facts are simple, then," Holmes said. "If we cannot get this document back soon, there will be a European war."
"That's the truth, Mr. Holmes," Lord Bellinger replied. "What will you do? The government will pay you any amount of money that you need, And what do you advise me to do? It is obvious that someone in the minister's household took the letter, Holmes replied. Trelawney Hope started to say again that he trusted his servants completely, but Holmes stopped him. Your bedroom is on the second floor of your house, Holmes went on. No one could get into the room directly from outside the house. No stranger could get into the house without being seen by a member of your household. So, someone in the house took the letter. He or she must have given it to one of the international spies who live and work in London. I can think of only three spies who might have it. I will begin by finding out if any of them has left the country suddenly, last night or this morning. The person who has it won't post it. They'll take it personally to where it can cause the most trouble. It is probably too late for us to get the letter back. I will do my best for you, but I must advise you, Lord Bellinger, to get ready for war.